The family of an Indigenous man who died in police custody in an Alice Springs supermarket last year say they're heartbroken and angry a criminal case will not be pursued. The NT Director of Public Prosecution's decision has been made on the eve of the first anniversary of his death. The death of Kumanjay White, a 24-year-old Walpiri man, in an Alice Springs supermarket in May last year, after he was restrained on the ground by two plainclothes police officers, prompted tearful vigils and angry protests across Australia.
Look what's happened with the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. What has been done since then?
Kumanjay White grew up in the remote community of Yuendumu, but was living in supported accommodation in Alice Springs because he was intellectually disabled. Police said he was restrained after an alleged confrontation with security guards in the sweets aisle of the Coles supermarket. His family haven't yet received any conclusive information about the cause of his death because the results of his autopsy were not released, while investigations were held into the use of force by police officers. NT Police Commissioner Martin Dole delivered the news that no charges will result from the investigation.
Following consideration of all available evidence, the DPP formed the view that there was no reasonable prospects of a successful prosecution.
He says the police understand the result will be hard for some.
I acknowledge immediately that this outcome will cause significant distress, pain and anger for Kumanjay White's family, for many Aboriginal people across Central Australia and for members of the broader community.
Kumanjay White's family have released a statement saying, "We're heartbroken and angry. We've got no hope. When will we have our justice? We're sick of being treated unequally." It's the second horrible blow for the family, who lost their five-year-old relative, Kumanjay Little Baby, after an alleged abduction and murder in Alice Springs 4 weeks ago. The NT Police Director of Cultural Reform and Alice Springs Indigenous leader Leanne Little says the force is working to change and gain the community's trust.
Trust between police and Aboriginal communities is fragile in many places, particularly after deaths in custody.
The NT Coroner's Office says a directions hearing to start the inquest process into Kumanjay White's death will be held next month.